Final story takes us to neighboring Afghanistan, where the Afghan president, Hamid Karzai, is calling on the two men competing to succeed him to end their dispute over election results. Karzai expressed hope that presidential candidates Abdul Abdullah and Ashraf Ghani will reach an agreement and save the country from the ongoing violence and economic decline. Karzai made the remarks during a ceremony marking the country's Independence Day. The presidential runoff in June has been plagued by allegations of massive fraud. Preliminary results from the vote have put Ghani in the lead, but Abdullah rejected the results. A vote audit has checked more than 50% of the ballots and is still ongoing. Afghanistan's two presidential candidates have, however, agreed to cooperate to build a government of national unity. Of course, Mohammad Faiz Khurshid joins us from Afghanistan's capital, Kabul, to tell us more about this. Faiz, seemingly it was over when the two candidates agreed to cooperate to build a government of national unity, but obviously this is maybe still not over. Are any closer to putting this behind, for Afghans to put this behind and move on with the daily business of moving Afghanistan forward?
Well, Kawi, the election crisis is not over in this country. This country is still in a political limbo, especially after the runoff vote, and we understand that the protraction of the election crisis has greatly affected the daily lives of Afghans. Businesses are stagnant, and we understand that food prices have jumped. So the crisis has greatly affected the daily businesses of the Afghan people. And President Hamid Karzai personally understand this. So he once again called on both candidates to accept the final outcome of the recount and auditing process and save the country from growing in escalation of violence. And many here believe that President Karzai is also extremely worried about his future political life at home. And he believes that if there is a quick end to the election crisis, he would be able to leave a good legacy behind. Because when people went to the polling stations to cast their votes, President Karzai at that time believed that the peaceful transition of power would help him to leave a good legacy behind. But now many here in Kabul believe it's too late, and it doesn't seem likely. There are still thousands of ballot boxes in the warehouses of the Independent Election Commission to be recounted and audited, and both contending camps are still working on the power-sharing deal. They have still no agreement how to share the power of the next government, and they still don't have a clear picture of the structure of the next government, which what they believe would be a unity government in this country. And many here fear that the power would be seized by one of the two camps, or even by the clique surrounding President Hamid Karzai in the palace. So to avoid that and to save the young democracy in this country, there would be a quick end to the election dispute in this war-torn country.
Well, we know that based on reports, there's the vote counting is repeating itself. Are there results that are coming out that show a disparity between the previous vote counts as to add to the frustration, obviously, of the candidates and also the results themselves? I mean, are the results that different each time that it's counted, or are we seeing a consistent number coming out? Because it's not really widely reported what these vote results are, swaying towards one candidate or the other.
Well, there is still no consistent account out of the recount process. There are still stops and starts in the recounting process of the ballot papers. And both contending camps are working on how, are keeping a close eye on the recounting process of ballot papers. But many here believe that this would not help the to end the election crisis, because it's not only the recount of the ballot papers, but also the political deal between the two contending camps, because they still don't have a structure for the next government. And many here believe that there is still a lot of things to be done to give legitimacy to the election process in this war-affected country.